Maddie G, if you've been laughing at me for a week, that's why I really thought you were talking about knives.
That's hilarious. Okay. Right. That's amazing.
That's why I should play Monster Hunter now, and that would not have happened to me. So, okay. Yep. Yeah. Hello, agents, trainers, keepers, pilots, eighth wallers, and our beloved explorers and wayfinders. Welcome to the Wayspotters podcast, where Jamal knows nothing about Monster Hunter now. As evident with the drop there. Welcome to episode 121 of the Wayspotters podcast. Here at Wayspotters, we want to do everything we can to help you be a better wayfinder, and that includes educating, entertaining, and exciting you about Niantic Wayfair. Wayspotters is brought to you by the good people at the Pokemon Professor Network, and today is Friday. It's May the 10th, 2024. I think I had to look. I wasn't really sure. What's going on with you, Chris?
Not much, buddy. Not much. Excited for the weekend. Kit's got his last two regular season field lacrosse games on Saturday before provincials. So we're excited.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice. And we've got a packed show today. I'm really excited about it. That's kind of good and bad for you, because you get to get out there with the kids and see them play. But then the last, you know, then it's kind of like, what do you do after that? Do they have any other, do they have any sports they play in the summer?
So after field lacrosse, we have the box lacrosse season. So it goes from one lacrosse to another lacrosse. And then we're doing that for another 2 or 3 months till August.
And then it'll be time for hockey season, right?
And then, no, my kids don't play hockey. So I think we got a little bit of a break until...
Okay.
They'll find something. They always do.
They'll find something. Yeah. Addison's spring golf season just ended last Tuesday, and her summer golf season doesn't start till mid June. So she's kind of in between sports right now. And then Avery, she hasn't figured out what she wants to do with her childhood life, what sports she wants to play. She wants to play basketball. She wants to play soccer, but she only wants to do it once. And then she's like, oh, I have to go to practice like twice a week. I'm like, yeah. Oh, no. I just want to go play the game. Like, that's not how it works. So she's 11. So we're working on some things. So she thinks you just show up and play and you don't have to practice. And
practice.
Addison's kind of gotten into that. Like, she'll go to golf practice and they'll just chip for an hour, or they'll just putt for an hour, or they'll just go to the driving range and hit random clubs and then never actually play golf. And then they go play golf, and she's like, oh, it all fits together. I'm like, yeah, it all fits together. That's how it goes. All right. Well, if you are listening to this podcast, then you've probably seen some changes within Wayfair the last few weeks in the way that your nominations have been reviewed and decided over the last couple of weeks. And you know what? Chris and I, we're here for it. Over the past two seasons, you've seen me complain. You've heard me complain about being in a Wayfair black hole. And to be honest, I think I still am. But it's much better now than it was before. So today, we're here to talk about that. But before we get into any of that, it is time for the news.
And now, the latest Niantic news from the Wayspotters podcast, presented by the Pokemon Professor Network.
Whoa, explorers, guess what? As soon as we got done recording, Niantic dropped this news. So, with the real news, Chris.
Hey, they have dropped
the next Wayfarer Challenge. Without, like, just out of the blue. No hints, no teases, no nothing. Just as soon as we finished recording.
Nothing.
Here's a challenge.
Yep.
So, real quick. Challenge is going to take place starting May 15th at 1 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and it's going to run through May 22nd till 1 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and it's going to start off in Japan, fly over to the U.S., and then go to Germany, USA, and go to Germany, and then fly back to Japan for the final stretch. And from the wording of Tintino's post, it sounds like edits are going to be the big draw here, which is not surprising considering we're just right on the heels of when they dropped the edits on the contribution page. Again, with no hints, just out of the blue.
Yeah. Just dropped it. Now, can't Canada catch a stray here? I mean, they're going from U.S., from Japan to U.S. to Germany. Can't Canada catch a stray? Like,
I guess not. I guess not. Which is fine. Which is fine. That just means that the backlog here isn't as long as I thought it was. So I'll just burn all my upgrades and burn through mine, and then we'll be okay. So I'm excited. I'm excited for this.
Yep. Now, Chris, here's the million-dollar question. Have they announced what the prizes are going to be for this challenge?
They have not. So as soon as they do, we will drop them on Twitter, and I will post a link to my article on GoHub where I will post the rewards. I posted a little tiny article just with the announcement, and I included the rewards from last challenge. We're not going to go through it right here, but I posted the rewards for last challenge. So if you want to go check that out, we'll post the link in the show notes. You can go look at that, and that's where I'll update the rewards for this one. And we'll post out the link too on Twitter.
Awesome. So, and then make sure to tune in to episode 122, where we will have a full breakdown of what Niantic is doing. So that's its Explorer. So we'll get you back to the regularly scheduled episode. We'll see you later.
All right. I'm going to power through this. So try and keep up. I don't want to hijack the show with all of this. The Wayfarer team officially announced that they're going to be at all of the GoFests. So if you're looking to meet the Wayfarer team and you're going to GoFest, be sure to stop by the Wayfarer tent. Some of the ambassadors are going to some of the GoFests too. I know a bunch of them are going to the New York City one, so I'm super excited to actually get some face-to-face time with some of the ambassadors that we've got some chats with, so this is going to be exciting. You can also show off your Wayfarer badge and maybe pick up some cool swag while you're there. I got I don't have it on me, but a water bottle and a t-shirt last year. I actually have a t-shirt on underneath my Wayspotters hoodie. So yeah, that's gonna be super, super exciting. I'm super looking forward to that in New York City. Someone posted a thread on the forums titled "Regarding the drastic increase in the number of account suspensions." It was long, very long-winded. Bunch of examples of people got suspended in Japan, and the poster thought they were invalid and harsh because they got 30-day bans instead of no warnings. They were just strict 30. Niantic Aaron posted that they looked at them again. They stand by their decisions, as they usually do. It's important to remind everyone that a couple of things. When it comes to the punishment ladder, Emily doesn't do any of it. It's not something that it's every review, every suspension is looked at by a human. The abuse size determines the size of the hammer. And we talked about this a while ago when they first announced the letter. They can jump to a 30-day or a 90-day or a permanent suspension depending on the level of abuse that it is, right? So people need to understand that. And don't believe everything you read on Twitter or X or whatever they want to call it. I've only ever seen Niantic walk back a punishment one time, right? So it's people post on Twitter all the time. Oh, they banned me incorrectly. No, they didn't. Right.
And we've seen from personal experience, not to hijack your news section, but we've seen from personal experience, people post on Twitter, X. I made it a candy bar. Oh, there's another thing that'll get dropped at some point. Yep. People post on Twitter all the time, half of the truth. They're not necessarily trying to deceive. They just don't necessarily want to say all the things that they did. And I remember through that investigation you did, you spent time and effort out of your precious time and found out that if we had just gone on face value what the people posted, it was widely inaccurate. Yeah. Widely inaccurate. So exactly. Yes. Yeah. Take it with a grain of salt what you see online.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And last thing, edits, upgrades on the edits appear to be fixed. And I say appear to be fixed because Niantic hasn't confirmed that they're fixed yet. So hold off on upgrading your edits for now until they actually confirm. And I think they took what I said last week to heart, and they're making sure that it's fixed before they said that it's fixed. Because they're going to say that it's fixed, and then we're going to wait and make sure that it's fixed. So kudos to the Wayfarer team for doing their due diligence here. But I think that they're fixed because I'm starting to see upgrades from all over. and I've had a few people say that their upgraded edits have gone through. So fingers crossed it's actually fixed.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Yes, that is amazing. All right. Is that all the news you got?
That is it.
All right. I want to touch on one thing you said in the news, and I think it's very important that we like hype this up a little bit. The size of the hammer depends on the size of the abuse. Let me just give you for an example of what Chris is talking about. If Niantic figures out that someone is running like a large scale ring, they're not going to say, oh, we're just going to slap you on the hand. They might go straight to permanent ban, because if this is something that's just humongous and they've falsified hundreds and hundreds of POIs, which we know are out there, that deserves that permanent ban. That doesn't mean you got away with it this time. You get to go and do it again, and then we give you 30 days, and you get to go do it again, and then we give you 90 days, and then we go to 10 years. No, that is out there. It's case-by-case basis, and not everybody's going to get the same treatment. And for me, it's the way it should be.
Absolutely, 100%. And like the real justice system is like that too, right? Like if you punch someone, then you got to get a little punishment. If you hit someone with a baseball bat 100 times, you're going to get a bigger, but like it's, they're both assault, but you know.
Yes, exactly, yes. Jeez, there's a rapper some out there one day that said there's levels to this.
There's levels to this, exactly.
There's levels to this. All right, let's go ahead and let's jump into topic number one.
Topic number one.
All right, so topic number one. I put something on the forums recently talking about Emily, our beloved Emily. Some people don't like to call Emily Emily. They want to call Emily ML. That's fine. I like to call Emily Emily. So topic number one is the effects of Emily. And I came up with 3 points of what the effect I think Emily is having on the game and Wayfarer and Pokemon Go and Ingress in general. But the post I put on the forums was I wanted to give Niantic kind of tip of the cap. We'll bring out the dad jokes hat, tip of the cap.
Very nice.
Because I think we are quick to hammer Niantic when we think that they're doing something wrong or inaccurate, but nobody ever comes back out and goes, oh, hey, you did a good job. Now, I shouldn't say not everyone, but most people don't. Most people are hard and heavy on Niantic. You did this wrong. You don't know how to run your company, blah, 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 blah. And I've stood here and said, I think the Wayfarer team is the best within the company. But I wanted to make sure I said, hey, look, I have been on this podcast for 2.5 seasons complaining about my nominations in Charlotte, North Carolina, never going through, sitting in, you know, in voting or in queue for 6 months, 8 months, having a birthday. And in the last month, I have had 16 of 18 nominations approved in less than 48 hours. That's remarkable.
That's crazy.
That's like what you deal with, Chris. You know, maybe a little bit shorter than what you deal with, but I haven't had to. I'm actually banking up upgrades now because I haven't had to use them. And quite honestly, thank you. It's great. This is what I think the Wayfarer experience should be. And talking to some of my locals, they're like, what happened? You know, what's going on? I nominated something and then 2 days later it's in the game. And I'm like, it's Emily. They're working on a lot of things behind the scenes. I can't tell you exactly what they are because I don't know, but it's great. So I want to go over number one of my topic number one, and I've titled this Improved Review Process. So Emily, as we affectionately call the Niantic machine learning system, looks to be really helping reduce the coal or ineligible nominations and or edits and approving the easy slam dunks. That's good. It allows explorers to be able to focus on high level, or I'm sorry, it allows the explorers to be able to focus on high quality nuanced submissions. This is my editorial comment here, but I think it holds. Niantic has learned or is learning that their most valuable resource is the human resource, but that's limited. What do I mean by that? Well, let me give you an example. Now, Chris, you have a cat, right?
I have two cats. Three cats.
You have three cats. All right. Yes. So you ever get the little stick with the string on it or the feather and you kind of dangle it, you know, over there and the cat jumps and the cat tries to get it, you know, and the cat bats at it, does it best to get it. Now, what happens if you never, ever, 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 ever let the cat get the feather? The cat gets bored. it gets angry, it gets bored, it gets ticked off, and it walks off and does something else, right? You follow me so far? Mm-hmm. So if you let the cat get the feather every now and then, the cat stays interested. The cat probably knows in the back of his head that this is a game and I'm never going to get it. And every now and then the cat gets it and it chews on it. You pull it away. But now it's had that taste of actually having some success. So when you bring out the feather, it wants to play. But if you just move it around and it never gets it, it never wants to play. So I think a lot of us explorers like the cat in that scenario. But once you let the cat get a little bit of success and get the feather, the cat thinks, oh yeah, I got this. I'm going to get the feather every time now. So this enhances the overall experience for explorers who can spend their time on valuable contributions rather than clearly filtering out ineligible content. So Niantic is holding the string and the feather, and they're letting us get a taste of what success feels like. And I think that's good.
I think it's a great analogy. That's a great analogy. And this, you're right, 100%. I went out the other day and I went for a walk, and I just went out for a walk just to play Pogo for a bit with no Wayfarer agenda on my mind. And I just came across some waste spots. I'm like, that photo is terrible. I'm going to fix it. And by the time I got to the next Pokestop, it had already been approved.
Wow.
It's fantastic. So then I did another one.
Approved. Right.
I think I did 7 on my one walk, and they were all approved by the time I got to the next one in line. It was just Emily. I'm like, this is great. This is motivating me. Now I want to go all across town and fix all of the photos everywhere.
Right. Yeah. Right. Because you know that it's going to get fixed within a timely fashion, and you're not going to be waiting forever and ever and ever. That's amazing. Exactly.
Yeah. It was fantastic. So number two.
Go ahead. Yeah, that's it. I got nothing else.
Right. Number two, faster turnaround time. This lends back to what I just said. By automating and rejecting the poor quality submissions and approving the good quality submissions when Emily can recognize that the photo you've taken is a good one, Niantic has found a way to significantly reduce the turnaround time for reviewing valid nominations. This means that eligible submissions can be processed more quickly, providing explorers with a timely turnaround time for their nominations. And we've talked about this before. Having especially like a new Wayfinder, nominating something and then waiting 11 months for it to get approved, they're not going to do anything else, right? If you're saying to them, oh, it's going to take a year for your one nomination to get, why are they going to go out and do 17 or 18 more when they have to wait a year, right?
So, right. They don't know. Yeah, the new explorer doesn't know the system works because all they see is something in queue or in voting. They have no idea what start to finish actually looks like.
Yep, exactly. I posted an escape room in my town, and then it went into voting 2 days later, and then it flew through voting in a day, and that's unheard of for even my area for it to be that quick. So I've had most of my stuff is going through in a couple of days now, so like even I'm seeing quicker turnaround times where I am.
So faster turnaround time. So I'll give you a for instance. So you know my daughter Addison, she does golf lessons, right? She's that kid. She does golf lessons. Anyway, it's neither here nor there. So there is a park across from the golf course that I posted it in our chat on the Pokemon Professor Network the other day. And I said, ooh, I'm going to trick this park out. So the park had one POI in it, and it was the park sign. It was the sign to the park. And like there was a gazebo and a soccer field and a basketball court and a couple other things in the park that just no one had gone through and nominated. It's kind of out of the way park, and there's not a lot of things around it. So I went through and I nominated 7 things in the park. And 2 days later, that park went from one POI to 8, the 7 that I nominated, plus the one that was there. So it went from one POI. It now has 2 gyms and 6 POIs. So it's like, that park is now a viable place to play where I don't know if anybody ever played there before. I'm sure the spawns were probably awful, but like someone's going to come by their local park and go, oh, when did this happen? And like yesterday, you know, but it literally has 2 gyms in there now. So it's really cool how you can turn around an area really quickly. And I'll say this, Chris, before we go on to number 3, this should help the rural trainer. Like, yeah, if Community Day is in 2 weeks and you found some stuff in your area, you can legit get your area Community Day ready in less than 2 weeks. And that's big.
That's
for
huge, yeah,
for the rural trainer.
Yep.
That is going to make me want to drive 30 miles up the road to a rural community and go do something. Like, I feel like I'm doing something good, you know, helping out the rural trainer. So that's something else. So I don't know, man, this is like a very like super positive Niantic episode, and there, you know, just, it's really cool. So let's hit on number three here. All right. Enhance accuracy and consistency. So Emily can help maintain the accuracy and consistency of the Lightship map by identifying errors, duplicates, and or inappropriate content, upholding quality standards across the games, and it ensures that only relevant and appropriate way spots will be added and updated. So if Emily can be used to kind of branch out from what they're using Emily for now to actually go out and scrub the map, and look for things that shouldn't be there, or look for things that should be there, looking for duplicates. I think if Emily's next mission is just identifying duplicates, that's going to save so much stuff.
Yeah.
So much stuff. And then also picking out what I like to call the memes, right? People, I don't know why people do it, but I have people in my area that nominate things that they think are funny that will never ever get into the game, like the, like we used for Call of the Week the other day, where the guy used his face, you know, just kind of, hey, you know, just editing out the memes, things like that, upholding the standards across the game. So that's another thing that I think is working, enhancing the accuracy and consistency.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot that they can use Emily for, to scrub the map that exists. And we're actually going to talk about map integrity and removing things off the map next week. I was going to do it last week, but then the edits came, so we had to punt it for a couple weeks. But I came into across, and not to bury the lead, but I came across in my reviews in the last week or so, like moves that are, that have like 9 or 10 separate moves. So it, and they're just like scattered. Some of them look like someone took a shotgun against the map.
They do.
And they were, they just really like, I showed you a couple of them. I'm just like, what are you even doing? So like, I've reported a lot. Like, I don't want to say the number until next week's episode, but in the last week, I've reported a lot of abuse moves. Right. And I posted this on the forum. I think that Emily should be picking out any, they could use Emily to kind of scrape the edits, right? And say, this way spot has more than 2 moves in queue.
Yeah,
I'm going to pull that for Niantic voting, right? And say, a human at Niantic needs to look at this, because why is there 15 moves for this one-way spot?
It can't
possibly have 15 valid locations, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yep.
It's just, it's frustrating when, I got 3 of them in a row last night that were people trying to move things into a new cell, and one of them, it must have been 3 or 4 different people, because it was into 3 or 4 different cells, into 3 or 4 people's driveways. Everyone's just trying to get a house stop at the same time, and now that edits are going through, they're all in the queue at the same time. And I was just like,
you know, there was this. When you posted that, I thought of one other thing, and I guess my mind always goes to something innocent. So, because I know I've done this before. Mm-hmm. When we finally got some insight into our edits, I had posted the same edit like 3 times, like 6 months apart. Because quite honestly, I forgot. Or I thought, oh, it got lost. Let me do it again. Now, the one you posted was obviously someone trying to get a home stop. Because you don't forget and then nominate your driveway or try to move it to your driveway again. Yeah, that was some abuse. But there was a couple of edits that I did a move request for that I forgot about. And they were like literally 3 of them 6 months apart. And I'm like, oh, I guess I did that. But they were like legitimate moves. They just hadn't gone anywhere. I'm like, let me just go ahead and do it again. So I guess it's one of those things where it depends on where the move is to and where the move is from. I posted one in the Discord where someone was trying to move it 10 kilometers, literally 10 kilometers. This had to be an old move, but it was, when you show the map, it was at the top of the map and the bottom of the map. So you know what I mean? It wasn't like it was close. It was literally at the top of the screen and the bottom of the screen. And I put that in our cold channel. I'm like, I got to get better reporting that stuff for abuse. But I get what you're saying there 100%.
The team that reviews the abuse at Niantic is probably fairly sick of me after the last week. Because I think I'm up to 20.
Oh, okay.
I think I broke 20 last night in a week.
Wow.
And I'm letting some stuff slide. But we'll talk about that next week. I would like to see that get better.
Right.
Because it's old edits. It's gotta be old edits because Emily's catching that stuff now. And I haven't seen anything until the edits started to get pushed, right? So I think when we talk about accuracy and consistency, I would like Niantic to try and find a way to say, all right, Emily, you're doing a really, really good job with the stuff that's being put in front of you, saying it's new. It's like, this is new, Emily. What do you think? This is new, Emily. What do you think? How about you say, hey, Emily, we have 400,000 edits that are currently in the system. They've been there for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. Can you start at the oldest and just work your way down the list?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a bunch that are blanks to something, right? That Emily could just go, boom, this is better than nothing, clearly, right? It's not abuse, approved.
Yes.
And it would clear out so much of the backlog. And then if you've got edits out there, they're like, hey, please pick this POI because it's closer to my house. That's abuse. Reject it.
That's abuse. Right? Or, 100%. Or even run it in the background just to kind of get an idea of what it is and then have a human look it over.
Right.
Even and just see what's stuff, going on. Yeah, for sure. I'm with all of that. I love it. Now to kind of close the book on this. I think, and I thought long and hard about this when we were kind of putting the show together. And we've done, what's funny is some people are going to go, you did a show on Emily 10 episodes ago. We did. That was the prelim show on Emily where we didn't really know a lot about what Emily or machine learning. At that point, we were still trying to figure out the difference between AI and machine learning.
Yes, we were.
Right? Yeah. I mean, and you know, we got scolded. I don't want to say we got our hands slapped, but we got scolded and it was like, hey, this is what it is. Yep. Brand it properly. I'm like, okay, all right, hey, you know, I got it. But now that we're seeing it in action, it's so good. Like, it's so good. I have never, aside from that glorious time when all of you Pokemon Go people came online, that magical day when things just started moving and we were like, what is going on? And, you know, there was no forums back then and nobody knew what was going on. And all of a sudden everything is going through. Like, it's felt like that. It's really felt like, I don't want to say Christmas, but it's felt special the last couple of weeks. It's really motivated me to get out and do additional nominations. Yep. And, you know, Aqua Blast 64, I've called them out before. They were like, just go do it. Just go do it. And I'm like, no, it hates me. I nominated some things and it didn't pick it up. And they were like, just go do it. And I did it. And I'm like, oh, they were like, told you so. And I'm like, hate it when people tell me told you so. So then it was like 2 days later, I did it again. I did 6 one day, 7 one day, and then like 4 the other day. That's how I got the 16 of 18. And I'm like, this is amazing. And I'm like, we've got to talk about this. I'm like, I don't care if we just talked about Emily 10 shows ago. We've got to talk about it again. I really think people need to know about what's going on right now. That's why I made a forum post about it. We'll probably tweet about it. But now is the time for you to go out and do nominations, right? If you don't want to use your upgrades or you don't have upgrades to use and you want, I mean, it's, I can tell you, I can show you, like, it has been amazing and it's really kind of reinvigorated me to kind of go out to some of those areas that are like, I'm probably never going to spin this or hack this. And this is just done for the good of the community. And I'm going to sit and look at it in my queue for months. And it's just going to make me madder and madder and madder that it's sitting there. But like now I'm going to go out and do it because I'm going to see a whole bunch of green when I go down. And I'm really funny like one of my quirks is when I pull up my Wayfair screen, I like to see all green in a row. I hate it when it's like green, 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 red. I'm like, all right, now I've got to go do four more nominations. So when I scroll down, it's all accepted in a row. So it's really, really a good time right now. And again, I want to give kudos to the team out there. And, you know, I really appreciate what they're doing.
Yeah, for sure. And 10 weeks is a long time, right? Like it's the last time we talked about Emily was like an infant, right?
Yeah.
Emily made some mistakes. Emily had some learning to do. And that's why they call it machine learning and not machine knowing. Right. So she had a lot of growing pains and we had to help her through a lot of that. And there was a lot of frustration in a lot of the stuff that Emily was rejecting because people were like, no, that's eligible. And they kept posting on the forums and they kept tweeting and they were just like, oh, Emily sucks and Emily's terrible. Right. Just, guys, clearly you don't have kids.
Right? Yes.
Clearly you do not remember being 8 years old when you basically couldn't do anything right. Right.
Like, or having a puppy
or having a puppy.
Yeah.
Right. Or having kids and puppy at the same time.
Yes. If you think about it, if you think about when you bring a puppy home and then that puppy 10 weeks later, it probably knows sit. It probably knows fetch. Mm-hmm. It probably knows a lot of things. So think about this. You made a great point. 10 weeks is a long time. Wayfair is a worldwide game. Let's just make up some numbers here. Let's just like people get really mad when I do this. I'm just going to make up some numbers. Help me here. How many nominations in a calendar day in 24 hours do you think Emily comes across? Just a rough number.
Oh, wow. 1,000?
Okay. If we 10, say 000? Emily, do you think it's 10,000 in a 24-hour period?
Could be, yeah.
Okay. Let's say it's 10,000 in a 24-hour period. So there are 7 24-hour periods in a week, right? So that's 70,000. In a week. And if we multiply that by 10 weeks, that's 700,000 nominations just with some made up numbers and rough math. Mm-hmm. So between the time we had our last show and now, we can say Emily looked at approximately 700,000 nominations. So if you're looking at a machine learning bot, remember when I said it needs to, you know, it needs to kind of get a base of work, I would say 700,000 is a good base. So now it's locked in, quote unquote, locked in and ready to go. So I would feel comfortable saying Emily has a better idea of what they are doing after looking at 700,000 nominations. Now that number could be bigger. That number could be smaller. Who knows? What if Emily is looking at 25,000 nominations per day, per count, per 24 hours, then that number is over 1,000,000. So that's like a real big number.
Yeah. And it's, you add the edits in there and it's just,
oh, yeah, yeah. She had the edits in there for sure.
She's getting new information every single day. She's getting better at her job every single day. Right. And it's only going to be better from here, right? And I'm here for it. And I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. How many upgrades do you have right now? I'm asking this because I'm okay with your big number. I'm okay with it now. I've seen some numbers on the forum that made me fall out of my chair, but I'm okay with it now.
74. I'm at 74.
74. So our buddy Testone, who does our news drop, is like at 491. I'm like, there's that Shaq meme where it's like, oh, I have to apologize. I didn't recognize your game. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that 491 is crazy.
Yeah, and then Troll Fair is almost at 1,000. I'm like, what is going on in the world? I don't know what I'd do with 1,000 upgrades. I'd be like Oprah. You get an upgrade.
Yeah,
you get an upgrade.
Yeah, no kidding.
I would go out and nominate just anything and then upgrade it just to use them. I'm over here with 7. Like I'm doing something. Like I got 7. I haven't had 7 upgrades in like a year because I use them as soon as I get them. So, but right now, you know, I'll tell you this. You ready for this? I only have 11 nominations in queue.
Wow.
Remember, I'm usually like 40 or 50 nominations in queue just because things are. I have 11. 11. I'm like, I need to go drive and find somewhere to nominate because I'm running low in nominations. So I'm like, man, this is amazing. So I don't know. This is like totally happy, Jamal. I feel good. I'm invigorated. And
between my edits and my nominations, I have 92 that are either in queue or in voting.
Look at you. You've been busy. Well, you have a lot of edits. A lot of the edits are old, right?
So I'm thinking I actually might burn most of my upgrades on some of these older edits that are just kind of languishing in the system once they actually announce that they fixed it. Nice. So the next after they fix it, I might be down to like 6 or 7 upgrades. So we'll see. We'll see how ambitious I am.
Oh, man. Wow. All right. That was like a half an hour. Yep. We've prepared a second topic, number two. We're only going to do part of it because I want to make sure we give it justice. So we've been telling everybody we're going to read the YouTube comments, and we are. We just want to make sure we have enough time for it. But we do have a voicemail that we received from friend of the show, Agent X, and we're going to play that and talk about it. And I wanted to play it this episode, Chris, because he talked about an episode that you teased that we had to bump, but you might be doing it soon. And I didn't want too much time to go between that time and this time. So we're going to continue to talk about Emily, but I do want to do this. So hold on 1 second.
Topic number two.
All right. Knowing that we might be coming back to topic number one, I'm going to play this voicemail from Agent X. And Chris, I want you to comment on this, but don't give away your show for next week. So here we go.
Hey guys, Agent X. I just finished listening to show 119, and you teased your topic for 120, changing waste spots that have been removed and replaced in real life. I definitely think Niantic can make an easy change to the submission process by adding a category in the edit menu in Ingress and Pokemon Go called Replace. Using this function would then open up the normal nomination process, with the only exception being that it would not give you an option to change the location as you are replacing something. So location should be fine. Then you would be able to take a new picture, a new supporting picture, new title, new description, and supporting information for the replacement. Most of the change would have to come on Niantic's backend, as they would probably have Emily take care of most of these edits, because she can probably see the metadata in your photo and compare that to the location that you're trying to replace. Although I could see that potentially being abused, so there definitely needs to be some human involvement, they could send it out to regular reviewers, and they would have to designate which one is being replaced, because I don't think it would work if people were able to pick and choose which one they wanted to keep. You would have to designate, this is suggested to replace this because of this supporting information. I thought about this a lot, and I even posted on the old forums before. I don't know if Niantic is thinking about doing it, but it would be beneficial in order to keep the map as updated as possible. We just need a replace function. Something to eliminate all the old and replace it with all the new. Just my thoughts on this. I kind of think maybe Chris has the same ideas. Him and I typically think alike.
It's true. But
I'll see what your guys' thoughts are next week.
I'm going to play that again next week because that is a fantastic idea. That is amazing. I never even considered that. That is, oh man, wow. That is fantastic. Niantic, if you're listening, hit up Agent X because that's a great idea. Wow.
There's a reason why Agent X is a member of the Royal Court. There's a reason. Like,
that's a fantastic idea.
I heard that and I'm like, see, you see why I had to play that this week and not wait till next week? You see, like, I was like, what is going on right now? Like Agent X, just like you might have found like the next AMA thing. Like, you know, companies have hackathons and they come up with one good idea. I'm like, he just had the hackathon right there. That's fantastic.
That's a fantastic idea.
We may, Chris, be passing that on to people that we know that we would want to hear that. So Agent X, we may be passing that on to someone. So I don't know, Chris, does that help you with your ideas for next week? Or how does that factor in what you're thinking?
No, absolutely. We're going to talk about that next week. I'm going to put some brain power behind how that's going to work, how that might work. And then we'll talk about it next week for sure. Cause that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah. The one thing that Agent X said there that really struck me was when he talked about Emily looking at the metadata in your photo. Mm-hmm. Now, again, that can be manipulated, but you know, anything can be manipulated. So, but I'm like, ooh, So I was like, Chris has got to hear this before next week. So that is something that will be really good. So, all right. To all of you who have sent us comments and who have made comments on our YouTube pages, we are going to get to you soon. It might not be the next show. It might be the show after that. But we've got so many good comments, and we appreciate everyone's the time that you took to make the comment. And we're going to get to them because we want to answer you in a timely fashion. I know Chris has gone in on YouTube and answered some of them live, but some of them are really good. Some of them are really, really good. And if you mention something about the dad jokes, it's always going to get read. And there was a comment in there that they love the dad jokes. And I'm like, yeah. So we'll get in there and talk about that. So what we're going to do now is we are going to go to break. We're going to go to break a little bit early. And we're going to come back and we are going to go to break.
Okay.
We'll be back. See you on the other side.
Hello there, all people from the We Spotters podcast. I am Trainer Muffy. Hope you're enjoying this episode.
This is Tish from the middle of nowhere in Alabama, and you are listening to the We Spotters podcast.
Are you serious? This again? It's season 3.
Do you know why you never see elephants hiding in trees? Because they are so good at it. I stayed up all night trying to figure out where the sun was. And then it dawned on me. What did the rabbit run in the house and get after getting caught in the rain? A hairdryer. Why did the coach put the frog in the outfield? He's really good at catching flies. What kind of music do mummies listen to? Rap. They listen to rap. How do astronomers find asteroids that are headed towards the Earth? With a kaleidoscope. Why did the car get a flat tire? Wouldn't you know it? There was a fork in the road. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the We Spotters podcast with Chris and Jamal. Thank you guys for listening to the dad jokes. We really appreciate it. Wanted to play the dad jokes a little bit early so you guys could hear them and see how funny they are. And if you notice, so for our YouTube viewers, you guys notice I am dressed up in a suit today. And when you watch the dad jokes, you notice I was wearing a different suit. Sometimes business and pleasure kind of mix, and I've got to meet with some clients, and the day I recorded the dad jokes, I had to meet with some clients. So that is why I'm dressed up in the suit. Anyhow, if you're not watching us on YouTube, you should. I'm going to tell you how to do that a little bit later on in the show. So, what we're going to do now, we're going to go a little bit out of order, and we're going to do a One's Got to Go Wayfarer edition. And Chris, this one is good. This one speaks to my heart. So this goes back to my childhood with some of these things here. So this week's One's Got to Go. For our audio listeners, there's four pictures. You guys know how this goes. There's four pictures. In the upper left-hand corner is Chucky. In the bottom left-hand corner is Michael Myers. And the upper right-hand corner is Jason Voorhees. And in the bottom right-hand corner is Freddy Krueger. So, Chris, I'm going to throw this to you. Horror movies. 90s, early 2000 characters. One's got to go. What's it for you?
I think, for me, it's Michael Myers.
And why?
Chucky movies are just so ridiculous. And I've been a huge Chucky fan forever. Freddy Krueger, I think, is just an amazing character. The whole premise of entering your dreams to kill you, that just seems really, really cool to me. Jason, the whole Jason goes to space parts of those are just so dumb. And it was just, I just love that kind of movie where it's just so ridiculous and dumb just for the sake of being ridiculous and dumb. It's like we talked about jumping the shark. That's like jumping the moon. Like,
yes, for sure. Yes.
So ridiculous that I love
it. They're like, we're out of ideas. Let's go to space.
Let's go to space. Yeah. And that's just not by default, I think, how these things usually go. Michael Myers has to go.
All right. Before I give you mine, I just want to say, can you make these type of movies in 2024 and beyond? I don't know that you can make these types of movies anymore. I think the culture would not accept it. I love them. Like, okay, let's take Jason Voorhees, for example. I've seen every single Friday the 13th movie, every single one, even the silly ones. Crystal Lake, I love it. But that era of like the teenage slashers and the girls getting their shirts ripped off and running around in their bra and underwear, like they can't make that movie anymore. Like they just can't. Like for obvious reasons, I'm not saying, for obvious reasons, you can't make those movies anymore. Kind of like, Fast Times at Ridgemont High and Nerds. There's just some type of movie that is in the 80s for a reason. You just can't make it anymore. I mean, they could make it, but you get what I'm saying.
Yep, yep.
When it comes to Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street, you could still make that movie today, but it would probably look a little bit different. The guy who played Freddy Krueger had such a cool story in real life that made me love it. The thing that I love about Jason Voorhees was he was just this kind of slow and plodding kind of killer, but he was always right behind you. No matter how fast you ran, no matter if you got in the little Toyota Corolla and drove down the road and it broke down, he was right behind you. No matter where you were or how fast you ran, he was just kind of slow and lumbering, but he was always right behind you. Chucky. Just absolutely ridiculous. This doll with an attitude. And then remember the Bride of Chucky and they had the female Chucky. Right. That was this kind of jump in the shark moment. Cause like, all right, Chucky's got a girlfriend now. Like he doesn't have that kind of pull. Like how's Chucky got a girlfriend? And then by default, it comes down to Michael Myers.
Yeah.
And I like those movies, but he was probably the least endearing of like mass murderer serial killers.
Yeah.
If that makes any kind of sense. Like Michael Myers was cool, but it was like he didn't quite have the charisma or the chutzpah of the other three. So my one's got to go. It's got to be Michael Myers. I know that's not necessarily entertaining that we both had the same ones. And just so you guys know, we don't talk about this prior to it. Like when Chris sees it, he sees it and it's there, but that's kind of where we are. So, yeah, Michael Myers is mine also.
Yep. Yeah, I purposely don't say anything to you so that we can have this discussion. Yeah.
And kind of flush it out. Yeah. All right. Well, we should probably talk about something that's really cool, right? We should talk about something that we really like. And I think what do we call that? Waste Spot of the Week?
Yes.
Let's take a look at a beautiful example of what the Wayspotters podcast thinks you should be nominating. We proudly present the Wayspot of the Week.
All right. So this week's Wayspot of the Week comes to us from future friend of the show, Drac Fury, Mark. At some point, Drac Fury, we're going to have him on the show. He is probably the most prolific, what we call him, submitter. He sends us a lot of stuff, of stuff. And anything that's going on, he's great about saying, hey, Jamal, hey, Chris, have you seen this? Have you thought about this? And I realized, like, we haven't used enough of his things on the show. He's also part of the Facebook group. And, you know, we love the Facebook group. We've had those people on before. So shout out to Drac Fury. If you're listening, Mark, thank you. Keep sending things in. And I got your email this morning. Haven't had a chance to respond to it, but keep sending things in. So you are the Wayspot of the Week this week. And I wanted to particularly spotlight this one because there's been some chatter on the Wayfarer forums about post boxes in the good old UK. And I don't see any of these in my normal area. They're just not a thing in the US, and I don't think they're a thing in Canada, but they are a thing in the UK. And I think that since this is a global game and you can move your bonus location around, we need to know what's kind of going on in other places. So this one is titled An Unusual Queen Victoria Post Box. Roast Lynch from Roast Lynch, England, and it was accepted. And if you can go to the next picture, I'll read the description. All right. So the description on this one reads, from 1382 to 1876, Roast Lynch was owned and held by the Roast family and then by the Rouse Barton family. In 1876, Reverend K.W. Chaffee made further improvements to the village after Sir Charles Henry Roose Boughton in 1876. This included this post box bearing the cipher of Queen Victoria and emblazoned with the coat of arms from Chaffee Chaffee. Reverend Chaffee's post box is truly an asset to the village and is loved by residents and tourists alike. So, and if you can bring the first picture back up, what you're looking at is a an arch. It kind of looks like a kind of like a standalone, kind of like not necessarily an altar, but it's an arch and it's made out of stone, kind of stone blocks up top, and then some masonry, and then an arch has got the coat of arms, and then the post box is bright red in the middle of the stone and brown. It's really beautiful the way the post box stands out. But it's kind of a standalone thing, and you can see that it's been there for a long time. And just the idea of something going back to the 1300s to the 1800s makes it historic. And to kind of tie everything in, to Chris asked on the forums the other day what makes something historic. And so this all kind of ties together. So we kind of put a full show together and bring in the full week's worth of wayfaring of what's been going on. But Chris, I think this hits on all points. This is something that I never would have known about without Wayfair, and I'm really interested in going and kind of learning the story, because I think it's really cool of how something will be in you know, a family or an area forever. And in the supporting information, he puts the link to the Blogspot, to the website, and it says this website gives details on the history of the post box. This is an asset to the village, covers Niantic's view of a POI being historical and the benefit of exploration of the area. Being here for almost 150 years, it's quite the marvel, and one of only two, its sister being down the road in a nearby village of Radford, and it's also viewable on Street View. So, man, I tell you, something being in a place for 150 years and being an asset to the community, that's something that if I was new to the area or a tourist, I'd definitely like to go see. And I think this definitely fits Waste Spot of the Week.
Absolutely, for sure. It's a gorgeous waste spot. And that's a fan. 150 years is a long time for a post box to be there, right? So
that is definitely a long time for a post box to be there. So Drac Fury, thank you for sending that over. And we will be using some more of your Waste Spot of the Week and some of your Coal of the Week coming up in future episodes. So thank you very much. And I think that was a very fitting Waste Spot of the Week, given some of the chatter on the forum this week and talking about things that are historical. So there it is. Now, let's talk about something that's not very historical and not very fun or good.
I've been working on the Wayfair all the livelong day. I've been working on the Wayfair just to pass the... Uh-oh. Oh, no. Hey, Jamal, I found some coal.
All right. So, we are going to talk about this one here. And this one's funny. So, Chris, I don't know if you've seen this or not.
Yeah.
For our audio listeners, this... Coal of the Week comes to us from friend of the show, Aquabass64 in the Pokemon Professor Discord. And we will tell you how you can join that Discord a little later on in the show. But what you're looking at here is, I'll give you the title, Bernard the Party Fox. And the description reads, Bernard the Fox was notorious in the forest for his love of festivities. Born under the twinkling stars of the forest, he was drawn to music and laughter at an early age. That sounds like something I would write. That literally sounds like something I would write. Like, I'm thinking, did I write that description? Like, no, I didn't write that description. All right.
Is this from North Carolina?
Yeah, I know, right? So the big reveal It is a picture of a taxidermied fox. It's a taxidermy fox. So I can't say live animal because it's not live. I was just gonna say that. It used to be a live animal at one time, but this taxidermied fox, yeah, terrible, is wearing a pink sombrero and it's wearing glasses. And I think the only way you could get a fox to wear a pink sombrero and glasses, it is taxidermy. However, this is coal of the week. This is not a good waste spot. I don't know where it is. I mean, this could be one star temporary. This is probably in somebody's living room. Sorry, North Palm Beach, Florida. This is not gonna fly.
No,
I don't know if you get thoughts on this, Chris.
That's terrible. That's terrible on a lot of levels.
Right. Oh, all right. Well, that's Bernard the fox was he was the life of the party at some point, and now he's not the life of the party at this point. So.
Yep. That description is just so ironic on so many levels. It's just
so many levels. Yeah.
So funny.
All right. You want to take coal number two?
Coal number two comes to us from the Coal Channel in the Pokemon Professor Network. I don't know who posted this. So I'll apologize if you ever posted
this. Yeah. I don't remember who posted this either. I grabbed it and I never finished putting the name in there, but you see why I gave this one to you.
Yeah. So the title is Bridge Bike Path, comma, Jogging Path. New bridge, old path is the description. And it looks like a footbridge and it's a decent for the most part. And I'll get to the not most part in a second. Photo of a bridge. It's a nice angle. It looks like a metal bridge. It's kind of painted brown. It's going over a river. There's nice blue sky in the background. There's a nice reflection on the calm little river. So it's a really, really nice picture, other than the fact that you can see the guy's car mirror in the bottom corner of the picture. Like, not even a little bit. It's most of the, like, it's, this is bad. Come on, man. It's not that far. Get out of your car.
Yes, there it is. I found that specifically so you could say it. I mean, I saw that and I thought of you. I'm like, this is for Chris has got to see this.
Or like, you know, even in this one, and like, I'm not encouraging this, but lean a little bit further to the left and you probably wouldn't have been okay.
Right. You would have never known it was taken from the car, but it's like,
a good picture.
It's like, a great picture. If you were to probably use Photoshop
to get rid of that mirror.
Yeah, for sure.
You never know.
You'd never know. But yeah, it's not that far. Get out of your car. It's not
that far. Get out of your car.
We could do a whole show, Chris, on how you mess up good nominations by just one little thing. Yep. One word, one little part of the picture, one pinky finger, you know, one live animal. I mean, there's so many good nominations that could be saved by somebody just taking that extra little time to do the little things that need to be done. Like this.
Yep.
Just even open the car door.
Yeah.
Open the car door and take the picture. Like, I don't know. Maybe they were driving down the road at the time they took the picture, but I mean, this was this could have been prevented.
Yeah. 100%. Absolutely could have been prevented very easily. It could have been prevented very easily.
Yep. Could have been prevented. So, you know, there it is. Coal of the week. You got anything else?
No, man, I'm good.
All right. Well, I want to thank you guys for listening to this episode of Wastewaters, and we can't have an episode of Wastewaters without shouting out our executive producer, Kate DeConte. Kate, good luck on your move that you reached, or I hope your move went well. Our executive producer, Kate, moved from where she was to where she is now. So think good thoughts. Moving sucks. It's always stressful. So, Kate, I hope your move went well. You rock. As well as all of our other patrons. So, Chris and I try to be very, very active in our Discord to talk to all of our patrons. And if you notice, we will add in our patrons' nominations and things first because we think the world of you guys help keep us afloat. We really appreciate you. So if you enjoyed what you heard here on the Wastewaters podcast this week, there's just a couple of ways that you can show us. First is you can interact with us on Twitter or X or whatever we're calling it these days. It's one of our socials. We are at Wastewaters on Twitter. We also have an Instagram page where we are at Wastewaters Podcast on Instagram. And then we are also on TikTok at I Make Wastebots. Now, with our socials, here's what you can expect. We put content up all the time. Chris or I are always tweeting. If you want to see the shorts, if you want to see the dad jokes, you can go find us on one of our socials. Now, you can go to our website, www.wastebotters.com. From there, you can get links to everywhere you can download the show, and you can also send us a message directly through the website, or you can send us an email at our email address, which is wastebotters@pokemonprofessor.com. That's where Drac Fury sends a lot of pictures and emails, also hits us up on our socials, and we really appreciate it. Next, for our American listeners, you can go and you can send us a voicemail, 704-426-3710. And not just American listeners, but anyone that wants to dial an American phone number, you can call that number, and you can leave a voicemail, and we'll play it on the show, just like you heard with Agent X. Agent X called that number and left us a message. And then, for those of you who are watching us on YouTube right now, you see me in a suit and tie. You see Chris very comfortable and me not so comfortable. But you can find us on YouTube at youtube.com/@wastebotterspodcast. Again, you can find all the shorts. You can find clips from the show. What's really cool about watching the YouTube version is down at the very bottom, Chris has gone through and indexed every part of the show. So if you want to go and skip straight to Call of the Week, you can skip straight to Call of the Week. If you want to just watch topic number one or topic number two, they're indexed at the bottom of the YouTube, and that's very awesome when people just want to, they listen to the podcast and they want to go back and look and see what our facial expressions were. Like when we were playing Agent X's voicemail, Chris was nodding the whole time. I think he might even did a slow clap, but it was awesome. He was agreeing with everything that was being said there. And then finally, if you are not a member of the Pokemon Professor Network, we would love it if you would come and be a patron and hang out with us. It's as low as $1 a month. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/Pokemon Professor. From there, you will have access to the entire family of shows across the Pokemon Professor Network, including Wastebotter, Special Conditions, Gotta Watch Them All, Purified Podcast, Good Morning Johto, and Lured Up. It's a fantastic place filled with fantastic people. And last thing, I promise. Could you all do me a favor? On the podcatcher that you're listening to us on now, would you go in and give us a rating? I think 5 stars are the best stars. It really helps out the show. And if you want to be a superstar, write us a review on a podcatcher that allows you to do so. I promise one of us will read it on the show. We're going to be doing probably a whole segment of just listener feedback that we need to get to. And with that, we really appreciate you watching this episode of Wastebotters and listening to this episode of Wastebotters. We appreciate it. And remember, what's a few meters between friends?